The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm your host, Renee Cocker, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. I'm currently in the studio today. My guest is Brent from Racing Sparrow Model Yachts. Kia ora.
Yeah, g'day. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So, do you want to tell us why you're in the studio?
Why am I here? I'm here because I run this model yacht, website / company, that specializes in 3D printed RC yachts. Yeah.
So RC, that's radio control?
Correct, yeah.
And so that's a two-way radio system, and it has a transceiver?
Well, it's kind of one-way, but you can have two-way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's essentially a thing in your hands, and it controls little motors inside the boat, which steer the boat and pull the sails in and out. So the wee boats are essentially like a big keelboat. There's no difference. They just have little motors instead of people controlling all the ropes and stuff. Yeah, and so you stand on the dock. You don't get quite as wet as you do when you go real sailing. But it's just essentially exactly the same, yeah.
So this is a bit of a convergence because you have a history of sailing and then you've also have a history of design and you've tied it together into 3D printed designs of your own.
Yeah, I guess, a real key for me in my life was my dad. He sort of sat me down when I was in my late teens and just said, what do you like doing and what are you good at? Why don't you go and study something that combines all those things? So really it was like, you're really good with computers and you really like making things and designing things. Why don't you do architecture or graphic design or something like that? And so that's kind of how the path was, my dad really helped me find my feet. And then growing up, super fortunate to be around, little dinghies and Optimist boats and P-class and all that stuff, school sailing. Just grew up around the boats. And then it's just over time, I guess, I've just gathered all these things that I like to do and sort of boiled it down to one particular kind of business, I guess, yeah.
That's great. I really like that answer. So what I'm intrigued is being in New Zealand, we water's everywhere. But the thing is, why the name Sparrow?
That was a nickname my uncle gave me when I was a little boy because he reckoned I had a lot of energy and I sort of run around everywhere. So he called me the Racing Sparrow. Thanks, Bruce Curry. And then my first Optimist dinghy, we called that the Racing Sparrow. And then just going forwards, every time we bought a boat, it would be called, we bought another boat, and it just happened to be called Brightwing. I bought another P-class, and it already had a name. It was called Elusive Bird. So all the boats I've ever had, for some reason, something about a bird, purely by chance, which is quite spooky. And then I had another boat, which I called Jailbird, because it was blue and white stripes. So this bird theme has just sort of travelled through all my boats, yeah.
I can see that. So one of the things I'm definitely interested in is you had a book out. It's a few years old now, and I see, people referring to it because, it's building, model yachts. But then eventually you got into 3D printing and your own design. So how did that happen?
Yeah, well, I think the book's about 20 years old. I decided I really need to do a book, which was quite mad. It took years to write that. I should have signed up for a master's and then just handed that in, and that would have been the equivalent of a design master's type project. But 20 years ago, 3D printing didn't exist, so it's pretty new for me. So in the last 2 years, I've discovered 3D printing and then just applied that technology to my designs. To the point now where I guess I've designed five different model yachts that are 3D printable, and it just means you can prototype, design, all that kind of thing super quick. You don't yeah, it's far, far quicker to now prototype and build boats. So just, yeah, it just really suits my inquisitive brain, my design brain. I can just smash out designs. I can try them out. Some of them don't work that well, but you haven't wasted a whole year building it. You've just wasted a couple of weeks. So, yeah, for a designer, it's just awesome 3D printing, yeah.
I see that. I've been lucky enough to see your workshop, and I've seen the prototypes, and I've also seen the care and detail that you take into your different boats. But it's funny because you said, I think it's along the lines of curiosity, because one thing I have seen is other people have, from around the world, seem to have really discovered, you know, your boats and tried it out for themselves, and they're having their own adventures of learning to build and put things together. People are joining clubs, and people, you know, seem to have cultivated a little bit of an online community.
Yeah, totally. It's a real community. Like I probably talk to people on a daily basis, email different people from all around the world. Like this guy in Czech Republic, you know, he's super into it, and we just share ideas. You know, it's just an excuse for me to talk about model boats with other people who are really into it. So there's a bit of a little thing on the side that's damn cool. It's like get to talk geek hobby stuff daily, you know, which is just awesome, you know.
It reminds me of that saying, iron sharpens iron. You kind of become like those you associate with. And, you know, you've got this digital online, but it seems, you know, there's a real application where people can take the designs, report back, you know. Because I've noticed that you have a scaled form of it. Like one of the things I see is you want people to be able to access stuff, you know, cheaply, but have quality. The other thing too is it seems to be very wholesome for beginners.
Yeah, that my whole thing is 20 years ago when I wrote the book, that was really all about bridging the gap between absolute beginner to the racing scene. So the model yachting racing scene is huge, believe it or not. Like, there are world events. The boats are like up to like, I don't know, like 6,000 euros for a competitive 1 meter boat. It's, and to me, that's always seemed like madness. Like, And I always used to wonder, how the heck do I make one? And there was no resources anywhere, and the internet was so young, there wasn't many websites about the stuff. So that's what really sparked the book, is like, well, you know, there's a real gap there for the beginner to get into this cool hobby. And then same with the 3D printing, it just allows you to rapidly produce something quite really cheaply and not have to go down that rabbit hole of, you know, $4,000 boats and things. Yeah, you don't need to have fancy equipment. You don't need to have expensive electronics. You can do this stuff with very basic equipment. And so my designs are always about finding a way. There's always a design solution you can come up with that replaces some super expensive specialty part. You know, you can sort of combine a little piece of carbon fiber with a bit of 3D printing, and then suddenly you've got, you know, a keel that's, instead of paying, you know, 200 euro for a keel, you've spent about $15 or something. And so it's all, yeah, but all of this stuff comes back to design, like spending time thinking and coming up with new ways of doing that kind of thing.
So if you can think of it, you can build it.
Completely, yeah. Like, if you can draw it on your computer on CAD, you've basically already built it. It's still blows my mind when the 3D printer is printing that thing you've just made that night before, and it's just turning up inside a box, layer by layer. It's still mind-blowing, really. Like,
and how much would, you know, if someone was to get into, you know, getting a 3D printer, you know, what are we looking at for setback and startup?
Yeah, like the cheapest machine you would use to make my boats might be around about $500 mark. If you spend about $1,500, then you've got a really good, like quite a good machine. That's what I have. So yeah, the range between $500 and $1,500, you've got yourself a really nice 3D printer, which lasts for hundreds of hours of printing. Yeah, so it's pretty accessible now. It's not 5 years ago that prices were more like $3,000, $4,000 for a nice printer, okay printer. a little bit out of most people's range, you know. But so now the prices have come right down. Yeah.
And schools and communities are starting to get their own printers now. And so that's they're obviously looking for, you know, content or things to print. Like what I've noticed about your workshop is it's very aired out. You know, it seems quite hygienic. The other thing too is aren't some of the materials a little more healthy now? And also the fact is people are buying your schematics, your labour of love, the designs, and printing them off for themselves.
Yeah, like I'm not really sure what the question is there. It's just super cool when you see someone's printed your design and you see it over and over, getting other people are printing it. It's pretty special, like, and it's exactly how you've done it. But going back to an earlier thing you said, like the community thing, almost nobody makes the boats exactly how I've specified. Like I feel like I've come up with the best possible solutions for everything, you know, because I'm human, it's the best. Like I can't really think of anything better, and so but people always change the designs ever so slightly and make a slightly different sail, or like, everybody wants to put their little spin on my designs, which I think it just shows you people they want the designs, but they also want to add their own little bit of spice in there and their own ideas. So we all have creativity in us, you know?
Yeah, I really hear you there. It is. It's like when people go from consuming to being creative and producing. And the fact that you've kind of got a bit of a community there and there is feedback coming back, and it's almost a form of open source, you know? Mm. And that's really intriguing.
Yeah.
I just really want to thank you for coming in. But before we go, I want to drop a fact, if that's all right. If you're in Belgrade, Serbia, or planning a visit there, one can see the model of the first remote-controlled boat ever. Nikola Tesla presented it at the first electrical exhibit at Madison Square Garden in New York in 1898. So that means you're part of this legacy, Bryn.
Well, I'm in great company. That's I didn't know that.
Yeah. So before we go, I want to put it on you. You know, you see anything kind of intriguing happening in your world of this? And, is there anything you want to promote?
Yeah, I think and today was a very special day for Racing Sparrow. If you go to racingsparrow.co.nz, that's where you'll find all the stuff. But today was the first time a university has bought the files as an educational kind of licensing type thing. And that's huge. It just means, you know, like now institutions are picking up my work and using it in a classroom situation at a university level. So, yeah, things are growing. It's cool.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, that's a niche, but it's obviously transferable. Hey, thank you very much for your time, Bryn.
Cool. Thanks, Renee.
To hear more stories from around the region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.